This is the VOA Special English Development Report. Every day, millions of people around the world drink water from wells that are polluted with high levels of arsenic. Arsenic is an element that can be released into groundwater by soil and rocks. Over a long period of time, water from poisoned wells may lead to deadly cancers. Chemist Abul Hassam has developed a home treatment system for drinking water in his native Bangladesh. Almost all arsenic is removed as water passes through two containers. They hold river sand, pieces of iron, and wood charcoal. The Sono filter system is manufactured in his hometown of Kashtia, where he also did much of his research. He tells us that his first task was to develop instruments to measure the exact amounts of arsenic in the water. Early tests on two wells at the home where he lived as a child found arsenic levels 3 to 4 times higher than normal. As a chemist, he felt that if he could not solve what he calls the home problem, then his education would not be very useful. His 10-year effort to find the right mix of active materials for the Sono filter system has just earned him a $1 million prize. Abul Hassam is the top winner of the 2007 Granger Challenge Prize for Sustainability. The prize is administered by the National Academy of Engineering in the United States. Abul Hassam is a chemistry professor at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. He says he will give 5% of the money to the university, and he plans to use 25% of the award to develop smaller filters. Currently, the system weighs almost 60 kilograms. But Professor Hassam says he will use the remaining money to increase production of the filters in Kashtia. 100 workers currently produce about 200 filters a week. About 30,000 homes in Bangladesh are using the system. It costs families $35. But Professor Hassam says the filters are extremely cost-effective compared to the price of bottled water. He says each system is guaranteed to clean about 1 million liters of drinking water over 5 years. In theory, though, he says they should last around 35 years. He is now seeking international patent rights for the active materials in the system, and he hopes to increase their power. Abul Hassam says he also hopes that someday the Sono arsenic removal system will be available around the world. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Jill Moss. I'm Steve Ember.